Well, here we are at the end of week two. I hope you're holding on here. I hope you're following this every day. You're going to see that it's built so that grows line upon line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. We're building strong foundations so that you can grow in hearing the voice of God. On day one of this week, we learn the principle that good fathers speak to their children. And since God is a good father, we can expect that he will speak to us. We also learned on day one that we needed to take time to listen to God. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So we need to put ourselves in a listening mode. We also learned that he speaks in a still, small voice, in a familiar voice. Then we moved on to day two. In day two of this week, we learn the hows of how God speaks. He speaks to our heart, through others, through world situations, and through sacred revelation. Very practical tool for us to start paying attention to God. Day three, we saw the importance of obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And again, I'll say, I hope that you will open your heart to become sensitive to the Spirit's promptings. And as you go about your day, to say, what do you want, Lord? If you do this, the Holy Spirit will begin to prompt you as to what to do. Again, I want to emphasize this. We need to make ourselves available to God. There are so many people that are hurting in the world that need us. In the Spirit of God, remember, he's Parakletos, one who comes alongside to help. But he comes alongside to help us so that we can become Parakletos. We can go alongside to help other people. So we need to obey these promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we can go to help others. On day four, yesterday, we talked about journaling as a practical tool to listen to the voice of God. And what I talked about in journaling is I really emphasize a lot that thing of indexing, that there's connections. And we need to journal so that we can see the connections from day to day, week to week, even year to year. God will use your journal to give you a theme of, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I want to do. Today, we're going to look at the four keys to hearing God's voice. I believe that this is going to be a powerful, practical tool for you. So get ready. Get ready with faith that you are going to learn something that is going to be great, greatly helpful to you. John 7:38 is the memorization verse for today. He who believes in me, as Scripture has said, out of his heart or out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of his heart, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. John 7:38. And as we go along to read in verse 39, Jesus here is speaking of the Holy Spirit. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have this river of living water flowing out of us. How do we know when the Holy Spirit is active in our life? If we want to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit, there's a key word in this verse that Jesus, when he's speaking of the action of the action of the Holy Spirit is a flowing. There's a freedom to it. It's not convoluted. There's not things in the way like me and my ego and what I want to do and what I'm comfortable with. You know, I've got to tell you something. I've got to just be honest with you. I have heard people say, well, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not make you do anything that you're not comfortable with. Now, I got to tell you, most of the time that's the case. But you know, Jesus hanging on the cross wasn't comfortable. And it's the Holy Spirit that led him there. We can't look for comfort. God needs people that aren't looking for comfort. I'm tired of a comfortable church. I'm looking for a crucified church, a church that's ready to say, God, I am uncomfortable with this, but I will do it. I'll die to myself, God. I'll die to myself to do whatever you want me to do. Comfortable church doesn't change the world. Comfortable church doesn't stop abortion. Comfortable church sits in the pew and goes home and said, I went to church. No, I want to be the church. I want to go out to others. I want to be available to God. And there's a flow to that. It's not convoluted. There's not rocks that are in the way. We can't dam up the Holy Spirit. That's the problem. We want to control the Holy Spirit instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. Please hear this in context. I want to be out of control. I want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. See, many times we want to control the Holy Spirit instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. This is key. What I'm talking to you about right now is key to your spiritual life. It's about being out of control, not being in control. That's not the Christian way. It's being controlled by the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to flow and to do whatever he wants. Now, we need to review our three principles in hearing the voice of God. God is my Father. My Father has a plan for my life, and my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. I want to introduce you today to the four keys of hearing the voice of God. And this is from Mark Verkler. He's a pastor in Buffalo, New York, and he heads up a ministry called Communion with God Ministries. I recommend his book and CDs entitled How to Hear God's Voice. And you can visit his ministry at www.cwgministries, that's communionwithgodministries.org, cwgministries.org. I want to encourage you to take a look at Mark Verkler's tools. I believe that after you complete my series, if you want to grow even further, sharpen your sword. If you want to sharpen your sword, take a look at this series. It'll help you gratefully. Yeah, we should be grateful. Greatly. That's what I wanted to say. It'll help you greatly. The other one is Mother Nadine Brown of the Intercessors of the Lamb. Google Intercessors of the Lamb. And Mother Nadine Brown has formation series that help you grow deeper in your relationship with God. She has one series called Empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I would go through Mother Nadine's formation series. She also has one called Heart to Heart Listening. And she has one on hearing the voice of God. 3 steps, 6 weeks each. You will be blessed if you go through. But let's take a look at this. The four keys to hearing the voice of God. The first key. I'm going to give you all four keys first, and then we're going to go back and explaining. Key number one of hearing the voice of God, and this is in your study guide, is number one, just to be still. Number two key is fix your eyes on Jesus. Number one, be still. Number two, fix your eyes on Jesus. Number three, surrender to the flow of the Holy Spirit. And then number four, write. Write down what you're going to receive from God. Write. Number one, be still. Number two, fix your eyes on Jesus. Number three, surrender to the flow of the Holy Spirit. Number four, write. Number one, be still. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. The spiritual life begins with being still before God. It's not about what we will do. It is about what he will do. We need to be overshadowed with the Holy Spirit. Did we not read in Luke how the angel Gabriel came to Mary, the mother of God, and proposed to her that she would conceive? And she said, how can this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel of God says to her, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. You see, salvation is not about our work. What did Mary do in that situation? All she did was this, and it's huge. It's be it done to me according to your word. There's a stillness. There's allowing God to move. That needs to be our stance in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God. We think that our relationship with God is about, well, I got to do this. 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 Oh, I didn't do that. No. Our relationship with God is based on God doing this, God doing that. He's the Savior. And we need to surrender to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives and allow the Holy Spirit to do what he will do. So prepare your heart to be ready to receive a word from the Lord, knowing that he wants to speak to you. Be still. Invite his presence to come to you. Put aside the cares of your life. Step one. Step two, fix your eyes on Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking to Jesus. Or in other translations, it says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking to Jesus, fixing our eyes on Jesus. That needs to be our next step. Now, once we surrender to the Holy Spirit, we become still before the Spirit of God. We need to look to Jesus. This isn't navel gazing here. This is we're looking to Jesus. We need to begin to worship him, to let our hearts go out to the Lord. First, we allow the revelation of God's heart to come to us, to be still and to realize how much he loves us, how much he wants us, how much he wants to speak to us. Now we begin to respond to that by fixing our eyes on Jesus, and we begin to worship Jesus. Maybe you want to put on a worship CD. Maybe you want to begin to sing to Jesus. Come into his presence and do whatever helps you to warm your heart. If you've got some prayers, or some readings from the book of Psalms or something, but warm your heart to him. First step is you realize that he has warmed your heart to you. Now you begin to warm your heart to him. Third step, surrender to the flow of the Holy Spirit. And this is our scripture for today, John 7, 38 and 39, we're going to read. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as scripture said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Holy Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to fill our inmost being with words and images. Words and images. We're not looking to our thoughts. We are looking to Jesus to hear what he will say and see what he will show us. Words and images. We have become still before the Lord. We have fixed our eyes on Jesus. And now we're going to allow the flow of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to judge. We're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to bring us images, to bring us words, to bring us phrases from Scripture. He might begin to speak a whole thing to us. We just allow that to flood, to flow, to a river to gush into us of what God wants to give to us. Again, do not judge them at this point. We're not discerning at this point. We're allowing things just to come to us, and we want to just get it out. You can't discern it until you can see it. So we just want to get it out. Allow it to flow in and then to flow out through step number four, right. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, Habakkuk 2, 1 through 3, I will take my stand to watch and station myself on the tower and look forth to see what he will say to me. See what he will say to me. And the Lord answered, "Write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so that he may run who reads it. For the vision awaits its time. It hastens in the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, he whose soul is not upright in him shall fail, but the righteous shall live by faith." We want to write down these things that the Holy Spirit is showing us. We want to write them down in our journal. I want to end with a story about the flow of the Holy Spirit. One night I was preaching, and in the middle of my preaching, there was a gentleman out there in the congregation. I said to him, "Would you stand up, please?" And when he stood up, I said, "The Lord is showing me that your brother just got out of prison." The guy just started crying, fell to the ground, just crying. And I said, "The Lord wants to say to you, see, this is just flowing from the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to control it. The Lord wants you to know, stop witnessing to your brother. And then the Lord began to speak to him a word of prophecy that his brother would come to the Lord Jesus in a year. My gosh, a year later, the guy was at the supermarket at the butcher's counter. He rang the bell for the butcher to come out. The butcher just got off the retreat. It was a year later to the date. The butcher starts to speak to him about me, and then the butcher starts to witness to him. My goodness, that young man knelt down at the butcher's counter a year later to the day and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. If we'll allow the Holy Spirit to flow, I wonder what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Don't judge. Just take out your journal. Begin to write. Let it flow. Let it just flow out into the page, words and images, and God will begin to lead you and guide you.